现在邀请总弟兄来我们做见证。
So right now I ask our brother Chung to help us testify.Too close. Where? For him, right? Let's all pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名在这边做见证。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I testify here.
感谢神让我有这个机会在借着这个灵恩会的时间在皇后教会做见证。
And thanks for the opportunity given to me that I'm able to testify in the spiritual convocation at Queen's Church.
这是我第一次面对这么多人，所以有点紧张哈，所以如果大家讲的不好的话或者不顺的话，请大家多多包涵。
And so this is my first time testifying in front of so many people, so if I'm nervous, please forgive me.
我相信在座应该有很多人认识我，也有很多人不认识我。
And I believe everyone sitting here, many of you know me, and many people probably do not know me as well.
我不是慕道者。
And I am not a truth seeker.
其实我是从小在这教会长大，但是有很长一段时间没有来。
And actually, I have ever since I was very young, I have grown up in this church, but for a very long period, I stopped coming.
是其实现在也等于说在跟慕道一样了，所以没有什么差别。
And so sometimes I feel like I'm just truth seeking, and there's not much difference.
我家里是全家一起信主，在台湾的时候就是，然后就是我母亲的方面的家人很多都是在真耶稣教会里面。
And so ever since I was young, my whole family believed in the Lord, especially from my mother's side.
我就是那时候就是我母亲会来教会，就是因为我的外婆生病得癌症。
And the reason why that my mother actually came believe in the Lord is because her mother-in-law came with an illness, and she came to believe.
之前她都一直没有来教会聚会。
And before that, she did not come to church at all.
我就是在那个时候跟他一起，然后就是说被带到教会去。那时候我五岁。
And so at that moment, I was 5 years old, and I was brought along with her to attend service.
相信很多在这边的弟兄姐妹认识我母亲钟小玲。
And I believe many of you sitting here that you know my mother, 小玲。
她是一个很虔诚的一个姐妹，然后非常非常的爱神。
And she was a very diligent, very earnest Christian, and she loved God much.
一直就是她后来得到癌症，然后去世。
And all the way till the end of her life, when she had cancer, then she passed away.
她都一直就是非常非常热心做主的工作。
And she was always had a lot of zeal to do the work of the Lord.
但是对我来说呢，信仰对我来说呢，我没有太大的感觉。
But faith to me, I did not have too great of an experience.
说实话，因为我小时候就是好像是被老妈带来教会，然后就是觉得大家都在教会，然后教会就是一个要来的地方。
And to tell you honestly, ever since I was young, when I was brought to church, I just felt like I was dragged along and with sitting with all these people in church.
然后这边有很多的朋友，然后来这边，基本上那时候年纪很小，很轻，所以来这边都是在玩。
And so at that time, I was very young when I came to church. So I had also had a lot of friends at church, and I played with them.
也不要说是什么考查考啊，什么这些东西，可能都不在。那时候我都没有这种感觉。
So at that time, I did not have that heart to really study or seek after God.
那我那时候我也是跟很多人一样，就是说可能跟家里一起来，然后甚至有参加学生灵恩会，然后有祷告求圣灵。
And maybe perhaps at that time I was just like some others who were just brought to church to attend service and also to go to spiritual convocation, student spiritual convocation.
但是不知道什么原因，就是好像一直求不到，然后也感受不到神的爱，或者对就是说在教会也没有什么任何的体验。
But out of a lot of times I try asking for experience from God, but I did not really gain that experience.
就是求，特别是求圣灵的时候，我一段时间求得很辛苦，但是怎么样都求不到。
And especially during one moment of a period that I prayed very earnestly for the Holy Spirit, but no matter how earnestly, I would not get it.
甚至在教会就是跟大家一样，就是喊的嗓子都破掉，你知道，传道跟我们讲说，你们求圣灵要喊的。
And so that I was praying so hard for this Holy Spirit that just as the pastor encouraged us that we need to pray as loud as we possibly can.
喊的那个嗓子都破掉，讲话都不能讲话，也是没有用。
And so I prayed so loudly that I even lost my voice. I cannot speak too well.
然后就是因为这样子原因的话，我就开始就是好像变得有点对教会来说就是有点冷淡那样子，但是也之前也不是很热啦，就是说不知道怎么说，就好像就没有那么大的兴趣。
So perhaps maybe because of this, and also even before this, I never really was that earnest or zeal.
可能不能说是冷淡，因为之前也没有热过，所以。
And so I cannot exactly say that I was cold in my faith because I was never warm to begin with.
我开始感觉说不知道是什么原因，反正我就是没有办法靠近神就对了，然后神也没有办法靠近我。
And so I'm not too sure exactly what reasons that God cannot draw close to me and I cannot draw close to God.
我们请大家看以赛亚书五十九章。
Let's everyone turn to Isaiah chapter 59.
以赛亚书五十九章。
Isaiah chapter 59 verse 2.
以赛亚书五十九章第二节。
Isaiah chapter 59 verse 2.
但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
Should I read it?
Yeah, read it. Okay. Read it, yeah.
But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you.
我想说我可能罪恶太深重，还是不知道是什么原因，但是就是一直任何的体验都没有，已经就是有点离谱了，知道吗？
And so I'm not sure why. Maybe is it because my sin are too great, so that's why I'm not able to have experience.
但是好像应该悔改，但是也有悔改，但是那时候已经差不多十几年了，但是一点感觉都没有。
And so perhaps you could say that I repent, but even when I repent, I still have no experience.
那时候的时候，大概我是差不多十七、十八岁吧。
So at that time, I was about 17 or 18 years old.
我觉得那时候我已经追求的，已经就是说，可能也没有像一般很多人那样虔诚，但是也是，甚至跟就是说一直向神求圣灵。我很希望自己可以得到圣灵。
So at that time, I continued to pursue after God. I really wanted to gain the Holy Spirit, just like everyone else.
我甚至跟神谈条件说，如你给我圣灵的话，或者你让我有任何一点点的体验的话，我一定做你的模范。
And even to a point that I asked God, and I even asked God that if you give me the Holy Spirit, I will be your perfect model.
但是还是没有任何感觉。
But even then, I still have no experience.
所以我开始有点心灰意冷了，就是说不知道为什么要来教会。
And so at that time, I started to doubt in my heart, why am I supposed to come to church?
然后常常来教会的时候也是打瞌睡，you know.
And so most of the times when I come to church, I will often fall asleep.
可能就是说。传道的话听不进去还是干什么的，然后都是也是被老妈硬强迫过来的。
And so even though the pastors would be talking, I cannot listen, their words cannot reach my heart. I felt I was being pressured by my mom.
然后我可能也是那时候跟自己讲说你的罪恶太深重了，可能就这辈子没救了。
And so at that moment, I even said to myself, perhaps my sin is too great that I'm beyond rescue in this lifetime.
但是差不多那个时候的时候，差不多我上大学的时候。
So at that period, I was about, I was entering into college.
我陆陆续续就是说有时候来，有时候不来，然后就是说好像无所谓，教会对我来说无所谓。
And so at that time, my attendance was very sporadic. Sometimes I will come, sometimes I won't.
对，因为来的话也是睡觉，然后就是说很不照旧，我觉得。
And so even though I come to church, it was not very edifying because I will be sleeping.
所以我就开始在那个时候就是认识了一些不好的朋友，外邦朋友。
And so at that moment in my life, I knew some friends that were not too good influence to me, and they were Gentiles.
然后就是刚好就是我自己也我觉得我的人也蛮我也蛮容易交朋友的，就是说人缘蛮不错的在外面。
And so because of my personal character, I feel that it was very easy for me to make friends outside.
然后我对世界上一切的事情也很好奇。
And I was also very interested in many of the things on in this world.
然后我就开始离神越来越远，开始抽烟喝酒。
And so slowly and slowly I departed away from God and I started to smoke and also to drink alcohol.
甚至尝试毒品，各式各样的，就是说不好的事情几乎都要好像都想要尝试那样子。
And even though and oftentimes I will even start to try out drugs and I would like to sample many of the different things.
也不知道为什么那时候会这样子，好像就觉得好像就是以前可能太乖了，然后有点放，现在好像有点放纵自己那样子。
And so I'm not sure exactly why I went to that stage in my life, but maybe because before I was too controlled or too good, and all of a sudden I had to release myself.
我以前在家里的时候，我几乎都是学校、教会回家，一直到上大学的时候都是这样子。
And so when I was still living with my family, my life will be basically home life. It will be school, then it would be church.
不然就是小提琴啊，然后什么。也就是然后什么教会的那种 choir 啊，就是反正都是不然教会回家几乎生活都是这样子。
And I will take up my hobbies as violins, or I will go to church for the choir, and my life was pretty much revolved around the church.
所以这个一直维持到我母亲身体不舒服，然后去医院检查。
And this, all this happened all the way until that my mom was diagnosed and she wasn't feeling too well.
然后被诊断出来是她是直肠癌第四期。
And so that she was examined and she had some kind of intestinal cancer and was the fourth stage.
Colon cancer.
Or colon cancer.
Yeah, 医生跟她讲说你只有六个月可以活。
And the doctor told her that you only had 6 months of life remaining.
然后就是这新闻带给我们家，就是说一种算是很惊人的这种消息。
And so this kind of news brought a very quiet moment in our family.
然后就在那段时间，我又开始很迫切的帮他祷告。
And so at that period, I began to pray very fervently for her.
我甚至跟神讲说：“神啊，如果你愿意的话，减我的寿命，不要，请你把我老妈留住。”
And even to a point that I even prayed to God, I said, God, if you're willing to take away my life, but prolong my, my mother's life, I'm willing.
因为他就是说一直都是在美国跟我们小孩子在一起。我父亲是飞行员。
And
一天到晚不在家，所以。
And so my mom, because she was in the United States with both my sister and me, so my dad was the pilot, he's often at home.
然后就是说我跟 Tina 我的妹妹跟她非常亲，比较亲一点。
And so I was very close to my younger sister Tina.
所以我看她在生病的时候，后来她就是做很多化疗啊，然后就是说各方面的治疗，然后看她像那样受折磨，我真的是很于心不忍。
So at the time when she was seeing doctors, I oftentimes that I would see she would go through chemotherapies, and I would feel very uncomfortable seeing her like this.
我常常跟神讲说，神啊，请你不要这样折磨她。就是说 ，OK， 如果愿意的话 ，OK， 就是说把我的寿命加在她身上没有关系，我少活十几二十年无所谓。
And so often I would say to God, oh God, please do not make my mom's life so difficult. Please, if you can take my life and add it to her.
那后来他做一下化疗，好像自己好像又变好了，然后甚至还做见证说好像神医治了他。
And so after she went through some treatment and she testified, actually her health became better and she testified and saying that God has healed her.
那我在那时候又觉得说，哇，好像是真的不错，他好像真的得到医治了。
And so at that moment, I thought it was really good because she has been healed.
但是呢，这个情况就是维持了一段时间，
but,
后来她的癌症又回来。
But this only lasted for a very short period, and her cancer came back.
然后就身体很不舒服，然后就是那时候她就是跑回台湾去。在那边就是好像回去要做再继续做治疗。
And so her health started to deteriorate, and she also went back to Taiwan to continue her treatments.
对，就在那个时候，她就是大概是七月初的时候，是1997年七月初的时候，她离开纽约。
And so in the beginning month of July in 1997, she departed from New York.
然后后来大概过了一个礼拜，然后我跟我妹就回去看她。
And after a week passed, me and my sister went back to see her.
那时候她已经躺在加护病房里面了，不省人事几乎。
And so at that moment, she was already lying in the hospital bed, and she had not much energy.
那时候我们刚好回去的时候，她又醒来一阵子。
And so when we went back, she just happened to wake up for a period of time.
对，但是那时候就是，但是就是你可以看到她就是好像，可能是就是因为她注射很多那种止痛药还是什么东西，然后她有点她的那个神志有点好像不清楚。
And so even though that she woke up, you can see that she was not completely conscious because of all the medicines that was given to her.
然后他那时候全身又插了很多管子，然后就是说很，我觉得很可怜就对了。
And so I was very sad to see that there were many tubes stuck in her.
我一回去的时候，那时候我一些亲戚觉得就说我应该住在医院，然后 Tina 是就是说回家住。
And so once I got back, some of my relatives, they felt that I should stay in the hospital and Tina should go back home.
他有一个加护病房，就是说该专为家属的那种加护病房宿舍。
And so they have rooms prepared for the family members where they can stay over.
然后每天可以就是说大概有三段时间可以看他有 visiting hour 那上面。
And so each day there was three different periods where we visiting hour was allowed.
我每次看到他就是我觉得很伤心，我觉得他然后情况越来越糟糕。
So every time that I would see her, I felt very sorrowful, and the situation grew worse.
所以我看她这样子受折磨，我真的是我也不知道怎么想。那时候也一直有在帮她祷告。
And so when I see her going through so much suffering, I did not know what to do. But at the same time, I continued to pray for her.
她那个吗啡原来是她自己要注射的，就是帮她止痛，然后到最后，她就是直接用机器来自动每分钟，不知道还是他是每十分钟注射一次。
And so originally the morphine that was given to her was on a schedule, but later on the morphine was pretty much fed to her automatically through a machine.
我觉得为什么神你这样要这样折磨一个你一个这样子这么爱你的工人，这么仆人呢？
And so I thought, why God would you allow such suffering or to come to your worker of yours?
实在是我不知道怎么形容，因为他就是他那他，然后他也不能讲话 ，OK， 然后就是躺在加护病房里，他那管子直接插到他嘴巴里，然后直接打氧气，因为他自己没有办法呼吸，就是他最后那段日子。
And I don't really know how to describe her situation to you, but all I can say is that a lot of the tubes were stuck in her mouth, and that's how her life was supported.
直到七月十六号，然后就是病危的时候，然后后来神就把他接走了。
And so all the way until July 16, when she was taken.
我那时候就是觉得真的是很，我很愤怒，我就是很不甘心。
And so at that moment I was really angry and I was really furious inside, and I felt this should not be.
我说 OK， 我的日子以后我没有神了，耶和华以后再也不是我的神了。
And so at that moment, I thought that no longer will God be my God anymore from that moment.
Yeah, 我觉得这是 OK。如果你要让他死，你想让我妈去世的话，你不要这样折磨她，然后折磨了好长一段时间，然后就是那时候反正就是心情非常不好。
And so I thought that if you're going to let my mom suffer like this and how can it be in such a degree? And so at that time, I was not too happy.
所以就到了那段时间，就是经过那段那也是那他几乎就是他我母亲去世以后，我就是再也没有来教会。
And so ever since at that time, since my mother passed away, I stopped coming to church.
我觉得不大可能，为什么会有？如果有神的话，应该不会这样子。
And so I thought it's very unlikely if God existed, something like this can happen.
直到今年的六月底。
And all the way until the June, the end of June of this year.
And
I had some personal experience.
And right
now I am back and I returned.
And
so right now I'd like to tell you the conditions, situation that happened to me.
6月底的时候, 我那时候, 晚上, 我去找几个朋友,
And so, at the end of June, one of the nights, I went to look for some friends.
然后我到那边的时候, 然后就是在跟他们聊天。
So when I got there, I started to talk with them.
但其中有两个，他们应该有他们有点事情， 他们会出去, 但是他们很快又会回来。
And so among the friends, two of them, they had to go away because they had some things to take in, take care of, and they will come back right away.
然后另外一个朋友就跟我讲说，他们那时候在弄那库克前 cocaine.
Okay, then the other friends, they say they were making some cocaine.
No, 他们是在用。
Okay, they are using some cocaine.
就是用了一整晚还是怎么样，我不大清楚。
And so I'm not too exactly sure, but they probably said they were using already for all night.
他们那时候还有一些。
And they still had some remaining.
然后他就是说，你 Patrick 你要不要来一点？我说OK好，我也觉得没什么大不了的。
And they asked me, Patrick, do you want to have some? And I say, fine. Yeah. I didn't think anything big of it.
因为我之前也尝试过，这东西对我来说也没什么大不了。我不是那种好像有毒瘾。
And so before this, I have already tried it, and I don't really treat it as that big of a matter.
那就是很多我认识的朋友，他们玩就是因为好玩。
And the reason why I knew a lot of my friends is because I had fun with them.
然后就不是像外面那样子，好像每天要用那样子上瘾，然后两手发抖这样，眼睛不是那样子的。
And it's not like it's not that we don't do it like so severe where other people they go out every single day and they abuse the drug.
So 当我用过了以后。
And so after I have used it,
那时候我就又继续跟我朋友聊天。
And so I continue to have a conversation with my friends.
但是那时候就觉得身体好像有些变化，然后就开始就是好像会震动那样子，不知道为什么。
And at that moment, I feel that my body is reacting is differently, and I my body began to shake a little.
对，它不是这样子，好像会一直这样子震动，它就是说，就可能你身体会这样。 跳一下，然后停一下，跳一下，跳一下，它就是好像有节奏那样子。
And so it's not a very very constant shaking of my body, but it has some kind of rhythm to it.
然后那时候其他那两个朋友也回来了，所以大家在聊天，然后看我这样子，觉得很奇怪。
And so those two friends that went out, they came back and they saw me like this. They felt it was weird.
我那时候也觉得说好像有点奇怪，为什么会这样子？因为以前也不会这样子。
And so at that moment, I also felt it's a little weird because before I did not have that kind of experience.
啊，其中一个朋友就说：“哎，你可能要躺一躺。” 你先躺，就是说在那沙发上躺一下。
So one of the friends told me that I should be he asked me I should be lying on the sofa.
然后那时候我就觉得好像自己对，就是也是应该躺一下，然后我就把眼睛闭起来躺在沙发上。
And I thought that was a good idea, so I lied on the sofa and I closed my eyes.
但那时候我就看到，就是说好像我的眼睛里面，就是说我眼睛是闭起来，但是我看到的景象就是说好像都是像塑化那样子。
And so at that time, even though my eyes were closed, but what I see is it seems like it's real, it's like pixels, and it is just like on the computer screen that each pixel.
然后他们就会一直在动,
and they're constantly moving.
然后我也没觉得好像没什么大不了，但是然后突然我就看到。 开始就是我的头顶上有一个圈出来
，and then I saw that there was a circle that was forming in front of my eyes.
然后那个圆圈就是一直在维持在，就是说我躺在上面，它是在我的正上方那样子。
And so as I was lying, I was looking, and it was right above me that circle.
然后那个圆圈会动来动去的。
And that circle is moving around.
后来又移到我的右下方那样子。
And it went towards my right bottom of my right side.
然后它开始有形状，它有其他的形状出来，就是比如说像太阳那样子，或者像花那样子。
And then it started to have appear in shapes, for example, like a flower or a sun.
它是一个圆圈，然后周围是那样，就是好像像太阳，又是像花那样子。
And so it was a circle, but on the edge of the circle, you can tell if it's a flower or if it's like a sun.
那时候我就觉得很奇怪，怎么会看到这种东西？好像就是 ，you know.
And then I felt very weird. Why am I seeing this at that time?
然后那个太阳就是也是蛮漂亮的，然后就还会这样发光那样子。
And the sun is actually quite beautiful because it actually has light. It shines out light.
然后后来，它这个太阳就直接慢慢就移到我的头上方那样子。
And then the sun started to move above my head.
就停在我的头，就是说头顶上那样。
And it's rested above my head.
然后后来，接下来我，然后我正在看下去的时候，我看到里面出来一个大铁球。
And then once I continued to look, then immediately a big metal ball appeared.
就是那种他们用来拆房子那种，就是它一个圆圆的，上面很多刺的那种大铁球，然后一直在转。
And it is a metal ball with many spikes on it, just like the ones that the demolition companies they use to demolish buildings.
那时候我的感觉就是说，好像这个铁球要砸到我的头上。
And this metal ball is continually circling and rotating. I felt it's going to crash into my head.
我就很害怕，然后我就站起来，我就跳起来，然后眼睛张开，然后我就是看到我朋友都在周围。
And then I was so afraid, so that I stood up and I saw my friends right around me.
然后，但是我眼睛张开的时候，我不管看哪个方向，他那个异象又出来。
And so even though I stood up, but when I see that this drawing or this imagery is constantly moving around.
我记得很清楚，那时候我还怀疑自己是不是眼花，然后我用我的手这样擦我的眼睛。
And I thought that maybe at that time I had some kind of blurred vision, so I started to rub my eyes.
擦完了，然后我看地上。
And after I rubbed my eyes, I looked on the floor.
在地上马上还有形成那个影子，那个样子，一个太阳，然后一个里面一个铁球。
And then this imagery of the sun and also this metal ball with spikes inside appeared.
然后可能是那时候我的朋友看到我，就说觉得我好像看起来我很怕的样子。
And maybe my friends when they saw me, they saw that I was really afraid.
说实在，那时候我真的蛮怕的。其实我胆子很大。
But to tell you honestly, at that time I was really afraid.
但是不知道为什么
I have a lot of courage.
不知道为什么原因，那时候就觉得很害怕，觉得那铁球要砸到我的头上。
So I'm not sure exactly what reason, but I felt that the metal ball is going to crash into me.
然后那些其他朋友就说马上就说 OK， 你马上在休息，你赶快再躺下来，然后就开始就说好像递茶倒水的那样子，热毛巾啊，什么冰块袋又什么都出来了。
And so the other friends, they started to tell me that I should rest up, lie on the couch, and they even brought warm towels or even ice or water.
然后我又躺下来在沙发上了，眼睛又闭起来。
So once again, I lie on the sofa, then I close my eyes again.
哦，总算之前那个影像没有了。
And so at least I was very thankful that the image disappeared.
但是我又开始看到新的影像。
But then I started to see new images.
又是一个圆圈圈开始。
And then it started as a circle.
圆圈圈也是好像会动那样子，然后就一直发光。
And the circle began to it has some kind of movements and it also shined.
然后看到里面是立体的，就是说好像它是从又是在我的正上方这样子下来。
And it felt like it was part of the 3D space and it's dropping.
它像一个圆筒的那种3D 的那种立体的一个那种圆筒的一样的那种筒子，这样子好像就从天上下来。
And there was a tube that was connected and it was dropping from heaven.
然后里面是四方形的，就是说我可以看得到里面的那。
And then inside it was a rectangle or square shape, and I could see inside.
然后可以看得到里面它有很多好像楼梯一样的一层一层一层一层。
And so when I looked inside, I could see many different levels of steps or ladders.
然后接下来这个圆圈，然后就突然就跑到我的前面去，因为它会移动。
And then the circle it just appeared in front of me because it was able to move.
然后就在我面前看起来像一个圆筒状的东西。
And so, right in front of me, it felt
长的,
it was like a very long tube.
然后就在那个时候，我觉得哇，怎么会看到这种东西？就是觉得很奇怪哈。那时候还没有什么感觉。
So at that time, I felt it was very strange for me to see something like this, but I still did not have too much experience.
然后就在他跑到我前面的时候，突然走出来两个人形状的人。
And so once it reached me, there's two forms, two human figures walked towards me.
他们有点像就说我们去洗手间，他那个洗手间上面的那种男女。那种形状没有什么特别。
And so if they looked a little bit like the signs that when we go to the restrooms.
但是他们两个就是好像走出来了，因为他是像电脑一样的，他一直在动。
And so they just walked they just walked forward as like in like a computer, and they just continued to move forward.
然后有一个就是说开始就是往前，然后就开始变样子。
And then one came forward.
其中一个人形。
And out of one came forward and started to change shape.
然后就是看起来类似有点像一个像那种一个像女人的脸侧面的那样子。
And so from a side angle, you could see that there was a woman's figure.
还可以看到她的头发绑的那很就是说很特别。上面高高的，旁边这样子，圆圆的那样子。
And so it had a very, very it had a hairstyle was tied up.
但是那个脸就是看不清楚，就是不是很清楚。
But you cannot make the face too clear.
在那时候，我看到那个影像，然后我不知道为什么，我的感觉就是说，好像不知道哪里来的给我的感觉，那就是我母亲。
And so when I saw the image at that moment, but there was a feeling that came to me. I felt like it was my mother.
然后我就一直看到他，就是那时候他就一直出，他就站在我，他就是等于说在我面前，也不是站的，他就只是一个脸而已。
And so it just stood in front of me and was just a face.
然后周围的颗粒还是就是很活跃那样子，就是说好像那时候他就是像看电视那样子。
And so surrounding her, it was just everything was still live and it was just like feel watching TV.
然后后来不知道怎么搞的，他就不见了。
And then I'm not sure what happened. And she disappeared.
另一个人形就站出来。
And then the other human form stood forward.
然后我就看到他是长头发，然后有胡子，然后身穿一个就是有袍子。
And then I saw that it was with long hair and it has a mustache. It had a beard and also was wearing a robe.
有点像，就是我前一段时间有就是看过，他是就是说，在意大利。Turin 有一个地方，它有一块布。
And so it was just like beforehand, I saw there's a piece of cloth that was in Italy, Turin.
就是在这边，就是说很多信徒在地球上很多信徒，然后很多科学家研究这块布，他们觉得是以前是包括耶稣基督的。
So many of the believers and also the scientists, they felt that this cloth was the cloth that wrapped Jesus.
它是在放在意大利的一个罗马教堂里面，就是它是一个 cathedral 里面展览。
And so this cloth was held in Italy, one of the Roman churches as a display.
那我看到这个人的影像，他这个脸孔就有点像这块布上面的脸孔一样。
So when I saw the this image of this face, it was very resembles this cloth.
所以那时候我感觉就说，好像这是就是耶稣基督。
And then I felt that was the Lord Jesus.
然后现在站在我前面。
And he's standing in front of me right now.
他是透明的，他这就是有点像素描那样子，人家画画那样子，所以他也没有什么，不是像立体的，而且也没有颜色。
And so he was standing in front of me, and you were able to see through him, and he was just like a drawing. He wasn't a real figure.
然后就在他站在我前面以后，我就看到他的左手边。我的右等于说他的左手边，我的右手边，然后有一个白色的圆形状的东西升起来。
And so while looking, I could see his left and my right, his hand. There's a something that appeared.
有点像圆圈，有点像那种月亮那种形状，然后是白色的。
And it was a very white color, and it's like a moon.
然后一升起来，然后他就是说大概就是等于说好像。就是说在那个人形像的左边上面，然后他那个光，你可以看到他那个光就开始射，就是有一种光，它是一个发光体的一个东西。
And so that thing that I saw, it started to have light, and it was on above him.
然后他就是那个光就在我身上，大概就是好像乱照了就是照来照去，有点像手电筒那样子投射的光。
And so that light is just like a flashlight where you shine to places.
然后它就照在我的脸上，然后就停在那边了。
And then he shined the light right on my face and it stopped right there.
我那时候的感觉就说，哇，这可能是应该算是不错的一件事情，因为 以前听传道说看到荣光，然后看到神，好像是应该会有不错的，就是说应该这是一个很 positive 的事情。
So when this happened, I thought it was a very good thing because I always remember that the pastor before they say when the light shines upon you, it's always good.
但是那光在我脸上大概停了大概一两秒以后，然后就移到我的身体。
But once the light remained on my face for about 1 or 2 seconds, then it moved to my body.
Okay. 请翻开以弗所书第五章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
13节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 13.
凡是受了责备，就被光显明出来。一位一切人显明的，就是光。第十四节
，verse 14。
所以主说：“你这睡觉的人，当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。”
Can we read it?
Yeah.
Verse 13. But all things are exposed and made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, "Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light."
So, 到那个为止，到那时候为止，我觉得说好像应该有什么好事要发生，因为我那时候我蛮确定我在看异象。
So up,
一种很特别的异象。
So up until that point, I thought that something good is going to happen, and I thought that it was a vision that I am seeing.
但是后来那个光移到我身上以后，然后我就。我就那时候感觉好像又被电击到那样子，很痛苦，很痛苦。
So once the light moved to my body, for some reason I felt like it was some kind of a pain where it's induced by electricity.
我觉得我的身体好像触电那样子，然后我的心要停止那样子，然后就是它就是会让我就身体，而且好像震得更厉害那样子，好像我快要休克。
So I felt that I was being electrocuted, and even my heart was about to stop, and my body was really suffering.
我碰到这种情况，然后我朋友在我旁边看到我简直不敢相。然后我那时候又，我眼睛又张开来。我那时候之前是闭的。
And so when I faced this kind of situation, my friends, they could hardly believe what's happening to me, and my eyes were still closed.
我想马上跳起来，但那时候又不能跳起来，因为很难过。
And I wanted to jump up immediately, but at that time I was feeling uncomfortable.
但是就后来就强迫自己坐起来。
And then later on, I forced myself to sit up.
我看了我周围的朋友眼睛都瞪得大大的，然后就看着我好像很他们很也变得很恐惧那样子。
And so then when I saw their faces, their eyes were opened up wide, and they were seemed like they were shocked.
我可以想象到他们那时候的感觉，因为不知道我在发生什么事情。
And
他们自己也很害怕。
I could probably understand the way they feel because they don't know what's going on, and they were also afraid.
然后我那时候就觉得我也没有跟我朋友讲发生什么事情，因为我想说他们应该不会觉得是真的，因为。那时候给我的感觉就是说，我那时候很痛苦。
And so at that time, I did not tell my friends what was going to happen because I don't think they would might understand what's going on.
然后又跟之前一样
，my body was hurt.
跟之前一样，后来我眼睛张开，然后那个影像又出来。
And so just like before, when I closed my eyes, the imagery will appear again.
然后影像一出来，然后那个灯马上就出来。
And so once the image appears, the light appears as well.
那时候呢，我就觉得有点就不可思议哈，因为我现在眼睛是张开了，然后我想拉着我朋友讲话，我不想看这个东西。
And so at that time, I just wanted to pull my friend and to avoid this image.
但是我不管看哪一个方向，他马上就出来，然后先是那个耶稣基督的样子，神的样子，然后马上他一出来以后，他那个光就然后就跟在他旁边。
So no matter where I looked, the image will appear as the Jesus figure holding the light that's shining on me.
然后那个光就开始收缩那样子。
And then this light began to shrink.
然后在那时候好像就在那时候我在揉眼睛的时候，在确定说自己有没有看眼花的时候，我又被电了一次。
And so at that time, I just want to make sure I was looking at the my eyes were okay. So I rubbed my eyes, then I was electrocuted again.
之前这感觉比原先更强烈。
And so this time, this electrifying was even more intense than before.
然后接着就是说，让我朋友看我这样子，然后又叫我说，你躺下来。
And so my friends, they saw me like this. They asked me to lie down again.
所以，那我又就是说继续躺在沙发上。
So I continued to lie on the sofa.
我那时候也不可思议，我觉得就是说我那时候想跟他们讲说，你们叫救护车。
And so I felt this was a very hard moment for me. So they called, asked them to call the ambulance for me.
但是躺了一下，然后有人敲门，原来他们已经叫救护车了。
And actually, they have already called the ambulance.
他们觉得情况不对劲，然后。
Because they know the situation was not right.
然后就在那个时候，哦，对不起，我刚刚就是说我跳过了一段哈，没有，我看到那个光以后，然后突然那时候我又躺在沙发上。
And sorry, I missed part of it. So when I saw the light, I was lying on the sofa.
我看到之前我母亲那个影像，那个脸又出来。
And then I saw the image of my mother's face appear.
然后在她旁边有个图案。
And next to her, there was an image.
是一个人跪下来祷告的样子。
There was an image, and the person was kneeling down praying.
我那时候才觉得，哇，OK，我没有想到要跪下来祷告。
And so at that time, I did not think about to kneel down and pray.
这好像有一种就是说提醒的功能。
So it's that kind of is to remind me.
然后那时候我就马上跟我朋友讲说，我现在需要马上祷告。
And then
他们不可思议，他们看我好像觉得我疯了。
And so at that time, I told my friends, I said I need to kneel down immediately to pray. And when they heard this, they thought I was crazy.
他说你现在要祷告，我说对，我要祷告。
And so they say in a tone that saying, "Are you sure you're going to pray now?" And then I said, "Yes, I'm going to pray right now."
然后他们一直在问我说有没有事什么，说没事的。我说 "Don't bother me." 我现在要祷告。我说不要烦我。
And then they asked me, "Is there something that's going on?" And I said, "No, nothing's going on."
Just 我就到沙发上祷告。
And so I went to the sofa and prayed.
然后就是祷告了一下，不到几秒钟，我就觉得我舌头会跳动，然后身体会震动，然后就是。口讲方言那样子。
And so I only prayed for a few seconds, then I began to speak in tongues.
那时候我就很高兴，我就说哇，我现在这就是圣灵嘛，我之前想要得到的。
And then that moment I thought, oh, this is the Holy Spirit that I wanted to receive before.
因为我以前看到人家就是说我之前有讲过，我就是很羡慕，但是自己得不到。
And even beforehand, when a lot of people tell me about the Holy Spirit, I was always very envious, but I could never receive it myself.
然后就是然后后来我知道我感觉就是说然后有朋友在旁边后来我就停了。
And then I realized there was friends next to me, so I stopped.
然后就是在这时候他那影像又出来然后那光又出来我又被电了一次。
And so at this moment, the image came out and the light shined on me, then I also was electrified again.
有点阴魂不散了那时候我已经流了汗然后觉得自己心里很舒服然后坐在那边准备就说好很喜乐那样子突然然后又出来然后又被电一次。
So I was not entirely composed because as I rested and I felt I was very joyful, then all of a sudden I was electrified again.
所以这时候我就躺下来然后救护人员到了。
So at this moment I was lying down and also the ambulance team has arrived.
他们一进来看到我躺在沙发上然后就开始问我问题说你感觉怎么样啊各方面。
And so once they came into the house, they asked me some questions. And also at the sofa, they asked me, how are you doing?
但那时候我也不想跟他们讲话，因为我觉得我自己那时候是在看异象。
So at that time, I did not really want to talk with them because I felt I was looking at a vision.
然后虽然很怕，但是很想看。
And so even though I was really afraid, but I still wanted to see the vision.
所以就在那时候，然后他们就 OK， 就把担架拿出来，然后就跟我讲说。叫我上担架，然后就把我，可能是要带到医院去那时候。
So at that moment, they pulled out the stretcher, and I was, they were about to put me on the stretcher and go to the hospital.
然后就在我被送出去之前，那个影像又出来，在我，他就一直站在我左手边，然后光就在他的左边，就在我的右边。
And so,
又被电了一次。
And so before they put me on the stretcher, and I felt the light shine on my my left side again.
那时候甚至吓到他们救护人员，就以为说我要休克在他们面前。
休克是什么？
cardiac arrest.
Okay, when this happened, the ambulance people, they thought I was going through a cardiac arrest.
然后就一直拍我那样子，就说：“哎，你起来！”但是他们不知道之前这已经发生过很多事情。
And so they started to pat on me, and they did not know what happened before.
很快的速度把我送下楼，送到救护车里面。
And they used a, they rushed me, very, they rushed me, to the ambulance.
然后就一个人开车，另外一个人跟着我。
And so there's one person driving, and the other person was with me.
然后就在救护车里面，然后那个影像一直跟着我，阴魂不散，等于说就在我旁边。
So even though I was in the ambulance, but this image continued to follow me.
我看到它那个光哈，就跟外面的路灯的光，一个是白色，另外一个是橙黄色的。
And so when I saw the light, one of the light was just like the lamp outside on the street, and the other one was white.
非常的亮，非常的亮，然后很白很亮的那种颜色。
And it was extremely white.
然后在照到我的时候，那时候我发觉就是说我那个车子里面有那个心电图的机器，因为我听到声音。
And so when it shined on me, I realized there was this kind of machine in the ambulance.
那个光一照到我的时候，那心电图的机器那声音就加快，马上加变很快很快。我不知道是我自己的心理问题，还是因为它的光把它让它那个心电图的声音，就是说原先很慢很慢的心脏的那种跳动频率很。然后它一照到，它就变成滴滴滴啊，好像就要爆掉那样子。
Okay, so once this light intensified in its brightness, and I realized the machine that's monitoring my heart rate was continually to increase and beating faster.
然后就在那时候又被电一次。
And so at that moment, I was electrified again.
我已经大概没有什么意象，已经这第几次了，也没有再算了。
So at that moment, I already stopped counting how many times I got electrified.
然后后面的人又很紧张，然后又过来拍我，就叫我醒来那样子。
And so the person that was with me continued to pat on me, asked me to wake up.
他们可能想说我可能撑不到，就我觉得我自己那时候可能撑不到医院。我觉得那时候就是说好像我可能会死在救护车里面。
And so, whether them or me, I felt that I could not really to hold myself all the way to the hospital.
请看诗篇第七章，第七，传道没有时间，怎么样？
还有五分钟，对。
啊。OK，诗篇第七，
Psalms.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
第十一节到十三节。
Verse 11 to verse 13.
神是公义的审判者，又是天天向恶人发怒的神。若有十二节。
Verse 12.
若有人不回头，他的刀必磨快，弓必上弦，准备妥当了。第十三节。
Verse 13.
他也预备了杀人的器械啊，他所射的是火箭。
Verse 11. God is a just judge, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he does not turn back, he will sharpen his sword. He bends his bow and makes it ready. He also prepares for himself instruments of death. He makes his arrows into fiery shafts.
Okay, 就在那时候，然后我就看到，就是他后来他那个光就照在我脸上，后来又照在我身上。
And so at that time, the light will shine my face and also later on my body.
然后像神的那个形象的那个人就突然就从左边飞进去我的身体，然后又飞出来，手上抱一个小东西。
And so at that time, the figure of God, he went into my left side, into my body, and when he left the body, he carried a little infant.
就是说好像有点像他像小婴儿那样子了。对，但然后后来就是说那时候我不知道那是什么东西，后来然后有经过问过传道就说那是罪的胎，所以因为我们现在时间关系，所以我需要长话短说。
So at that time, when I saw this, I did not know what it is, but later on, after asking the pastor told me it was sin.
Yeah, 就是然后后来就是说我被送到医院，在医院里面又被电击一次。
And then later on, I was taken into the hospitals, and later on, I was electrified a few times.
One time.
Sorry.
然后就在那时候，然后我就一直就开始跟他祷告，就是因为我很伤心。然后其实在这过程，我也有祷告。
And so at that time, I was feeling very sorrowful, and I also prayed. But in the whole process, I was continuing to pray.
那我眼睛闭起来，我妈影像又出来。
And then when I closed my eyes, the image of my mom came out again.
又有其他的图片。
And also there was an additional image.
先是香烟。
And the first one is cigarettes.
然后一个木柜。
And then there was a wooden chest.
然后另外两个是一个是手枪，另外一个是飞机。
And the other two was a handgun, and the other one was an airplane.
所以烟的话就是说，跟我讲说可能要戒烟，我就跟他讲说我会戒烟，然后。
And so for the cigarette, it's telling me I feel that I have to quit smoking.
然后木柜呢，就是说因为我那里面有些不好的刊物哈。
And so for the wooden chest, I felt that there had some not pleasant reading materials.
然后那时候我也答应就说 OK, 我会把就把丢掉那样子。
So at that time, I made a determination. I agreed to remove all those things.
他那时候好像就在跟我讲话那样子，所以会有这些图片，跟之前一样。
So at that time, it felt like she was talking to me, and along with the images appearing in front of me.
然后后来我就开始在问他问题哦，我想考纽约警察，可不可以考得过啊？然后那个枪就出来了。
And then I started to ask her questions. Then this image of the gun appeared.
我可不可以做飞行员啊？因为我也在学开飞机。
And or can I be a pilot because I was learning to be a pilot?
他那个飞机的那个形状又不清楚。
And the shape of the airplane is not too clear.
然后甚至在问说我以后会跟谁结婚。
And even asking that who will I be married to in the future?
就是也很无聊，那时候有点无聊。
So at that time, maybe I was a little bored.
然后他那个也是出来不清楚。
So also the image was not too clear.
Okay, 然后反正就他这个影像后来也没有了，然后神又站出来。
And so these images, they disappeared, and God stood front.
他站在我前面，然后我就跟他迫切的祷告。
And so he was standing in front of me, then I prayed earnestly to him.
他的就是看起来那也是脸色很凝重，就是很严肃那样子哈。
So when I saw him, his face was very serious.
就是跟之前那样子，就没有什么表情的。
And it was just like before, he did not have too much expression.
然后就在医院，就是那时候我在医院的急诊室，然后就在那时候，我不知道为什么我的心里没有，我就是没有办法专心。
And so at that time, I was placed in the ER emergency room, but I was not able to really concentrate.
在救护车跟到医院的过程，我跟他讲说：“神啊，你不要让我这么痛苦，请你把我接走。”
And so from the process of being in the ambulance and transferring to the hospital, I asked God, please take me away. I don't want to suffer.
后来传道跟我讲说被接走的话不可能不知道是会天堂还地狱哦，这还不确定。
And so the pastor told me that if I did go to, if God did take me away, I'm not too sure if it will be heaven or hell.
所以在那时候我又想说，然后就在医院跟他祷告的时候就讲说，哦，现在自己又不想死那样子，好像很就是有点怀念这个世界了。
And so when I was in the hospital, but also at the same time, I had another thought that I didn't really want to leave this world, and I still treasure the world.
然后就在这有这种念头的时候，神马上就转身，然后他就走开。
So once I had this kind of thought in me, then God turned away and started to leave me.
然后我又开始跟他叫，然后又跟他求，然后他后来又回来，他就又站回来。
And so once I began again to ask him to come back, then he returned back.
这继续回来了，总共来四次，第五次，后来就说我自己都觉得很糟糕了。
And so this process probably happened to 4 to 5 times, and later on I felt it was really bad.
他就是说站在我面前，然后我一不专心他就走开来，然后我又叫回来。
So once he stand right in front of me, then once I stop concentrating, then he would just depart.
然后他又站在我面前。
Then he would stand by me.
然后在那时候，我就记得传道跟我讲说，你要想十字架，你不能专心的时候你要想十字架，因为以前祷告都是这样教我们的。
And so at that moment, I thought I remember that the pastors before they says at that moment when you see the cross, you have to think of the cross.
所以后来想十字架的时候，他第三次还是第四次站出来的时候。他在他的旁边就有人钉，就有一个影像，有人钉在神钉在十字架上面。
And so as I was thinking of the cross, or whether the third or fourth time, also in the next to the image there was a cross.
这是整个意象他唯一跟我沟通的一次，就是用一个图案，就是有个人有在我的感觉就是说他要我知道，要我常常纪念他在十字架为我们死。
So out of all the communication, I felt this image was the only one that God was telling me that I have to always remember that the Christ was laying on the cross.
然后就这样子，然后最后一次他就是他这次没有背对我走，他这次就是 他就是站在我面前，然后慢慢退后这样子。
And so the last time he stood right in front of me, but instead of turning his back on me, he slowly backed up on me.
然后我也发觉那时候我们周围他的周围有一些骚动，那时候我感觉说周围有围人，但是看不清楚。
But also at the time, I realized there are some people around me, but I cannot see them clearly.
It's not around me. 在意象里面，好像有人围着我们，在围着神。
Okay. So during the vision, I saw that there's people surrounding him, and I cannot see them too clearly.
他们大家一起，然后就不见了，就是说好像就消失在后面的那个圆筒状里面，就好像你把电视关掉那样子。
And so slowly they started to disappear as a whole group, just like as if you turn off the TV, the image will fade away.
所以感谢神，我还有这个机会站在这边跟你们见证。
So thank God that I have this opportunity to stand here and to testify to everyone.
对，就是说，我觉得这是神给我的，可能说一般人是再生了，我是三生，第三次。
And so I felt that this is one of the things that I experienced that God has given me.
Triple birth.
The triple birth.
And, 通常是 rebirth 嘛，但是 you know.
So most of the people, they are only born one time, but I felt like I was born three times.
我非常珍惜这次的机会，我也觉得是应该是最后的警告，应该很多人跟我讲 Patrick, 你以后没有 no more warning for you.
So I really treasure this last opportunity because a lot of people told me, and even sometimes I know myself, if I fall away, that will be the last time.
你自己不好自为之的话，那你就是说，反正你的下场会很惨。
So if I am not able to maintain, I know the consequences will not be good.
最后就是我要来结束的，就是说 ，OK， 我们就是说在彼得后书第五章第八节，就是说我就很快讲说。魔鬼像遍地吼叫的狮子。
So in 2 Peter is records that Satan is like a roaring lion.
我觉得我已经在他的肚子里了。
And I already felt that I was in his stomach.
已经被吃掉了。
And I have already been eaten and digested by him.
但又被吐出来。
But then I was he swallowed me up.
所以很高兴有这个机会在这边见证，请大家再继续为我带祷。
So I thank God for, and I'm very happy to testify here, and I ask everyone to continue to pray for me.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢神，我们听到Patrick 的见证。
And thank God that we have heard the testimony of Patrick.
他其实在诉说神怎么爱他。
And actually, he is describing how much God loves him.
的确，有时候我们祈求神，感觉神没有回应。
And indeed, there are moments when we ask, seek God, there is no response.
有时候我们亲人受痛苦，我们有时候不太了解为什么。
And so even though sometimes we are suffering hardships, but we don't understand why.
那么他最后见证说，神管教他。
And then he testified that God has actually chastised him. 圣经
上告诉我们说啊，神爱我们，神才管教我们。
And in the Bible, it tells us that only God loves us, that's why he chastises us.
那我们听到他见证，他被电了好几次。
And then we heard his testimony that he has been electrified a few times.
其实啊，他得到圣灵的时候啊，没有被电。
But actually, when he received the Holy Spirit, he did not get electrified.
他觉得得到圣灵很快乐，可是后来可能别人在看嘛，就停止祷告了。
And so when he received the Holy Spirit, he felt very joyful, and he also realized people were watching him.
那所以他停止祷告后啊，那个异象出来就是电电电电电。
And then once he stopped praying, then the electric came back again.
让我有一个感想就是啊，有时候我们可以多祷告。
And so give me a reflection that maybe we could pray more.
有时候自己祷告啊，跟神沟通，后来改变自己，胜过于神常常管教我们用电的方法在管教我们。
And so it is better for us to always pray before Him and to change instead of God chastising us.
那其实他的见证呢？不只是给他自己啊，也是告诉我们弟兄姐妹。
But his testimony is not only for himself, but it's to tell us brothers and sisters.
我们有时候也跟他一样啊，离开道理还是不认识神。
And sometimes we are just like him that we leave God and we reject the truth.
所以我们离神很远。
And we leave him very far.
我们不希望说啊，神这样子啊，把我们神怎么对待Patrick 弟兄啊，把他带回来，我们不希望说发生在我们身上。
And we don't hope that the suffering that Patrick went through will happen to our lives.
那我们希望说啊，神啊，继续用恩慈待我们，我们应该赶快回来。
And so we pray to God and ask God to show us grace so that we may come back and return to Him quickly.
就像他所说的, 我们请为他继续祷告。
And so just like he has said, we continue to pray for him.
因为要离开罪恶, 有时候魔鬼, 很不愿意。
And because to leave evil, a lot of times Satan will not allow you to go so easily.
像这个吼叫的狮子, 常常在找人吞吃。
So Satan is just like a roaring lion of seeking those to devour.
那我们知道说我们要离开罪恶, 有时候啊, 心里想要做, 可是有时候力不足。
And so sometimes even though we might want to leave evil, but we do not have the power to overcome it.
所以我们请继续为 Patrick弟兄 常常祷告, 求神加他, 加给他力量, 也给他这个心中力量, 来立定心志, 来刻苦, 来克服这些一切的试探。
And so we ask, we continue to pray for Patrick and also that ask strength to be given to him so that he will have this determination to fight his temptations or battles.
我们同时要了解就是说我们有体验到神了, 可是有些坏习惯了, 也是要经过一番的挣扎, 一直要靠神的话和他的能力来克服。
And so even though experiencing God is a good thing, but a lot of times we have to struggle to overcome our weaknesses.
Okay,
and so this concludes our testimony session. Let's pray in silence.
Amen.
Let's rest for 10 minutes.